Sunday, August 24th, 2026. Bets are building that Japan is about to raise interest rates, and a cyber attack tied to Iran just hit UK energy infrastructure. Let's get into it. So, Dev, big picture, where are markets this morning?
A few things moving at once. Japan is the headline. Markets are pricing in a real chance. The Bank of Japan raises its benchmark rate next month, and that matters globally. When Japan's borrowing costs go up, money moves.
And yields here at home are still an issue.
They are. U.S. Treasury yields and basically what the government pays to borrow are staying elevated, and that keeps squeezing the housing market. Mortgage rates follow those yields, so potential home buyers are still feeling it.
Then there's the energy piece.
Right. Reports of an Iran-linked cyber attack on U.K. energy infrastructure are confirmed and gaining traction. That's putting the energy sector on edge, and separately, U.S. sanctions on Iran appear to be tightening, which is actually pushing oil prices lower. More supply, less disruption anxiety.
Quite a mix. Labor news, too?
UAW members rejected their contract with Deere. Strike risk is now real. It wasn't on anyone's radar a week ago.
Let's go deeper on Japan. The Bank of Japan raising rates? Why does that ripple all the way to someone's retirement account in Ohio?
Here's the thing. Japan kept interest rates near zero for decades. That made the yen, Japan's currency, a cheap source of borrowed money. Investors would borrow yen, convert it to dollars or euros, and pour it into stocks and bonds worldwide. It's called the carry trade.
And if Japan raises rates, that trade unwinds.
Exactly. Suddenly, borrowing yen gets expensive. Investors have to sell those global assets to pay back their loans. We saw a version of this back in 2024. Markets dropped fast.
So how firm is the September bet right now?
Firming up quickly. Sentiment turned positive just in the last day, and the yen has been strengthening, and traders are already repositioning.
What's driving the Bank of Japan's thinking?
Inflation in Japan is sticking around. For years, they wanted more inflation and couldn't get it. Now they have it, and they need to respond. September move is no longer a fringe call.
So the story to watch is really, does this become a global ripple, or does it stay contained?
That's the whole question.
What else jumped onto the radar today?
Two stories beyond the Deere strike risk. Shell is reportedly in a bidding race for its chemicals unit, M&A heating up there. And a licensing deal between Hami Pharma and Genentech around an obesity drug is drawing serious attention.
Obesity drugs keep showing up.
The market just doesn't get tired of that story. Hami is a South Korean biotech. Genentech. Licensing their molecule is a signal that the big players are still hunting for the next GLP-1 winner.
Anything losing the room?
Gas turbine prices? That story had been building. But attention is drifting today as the Japan and energy security stories take over.
Okay, Dev. Play devil's advocate on Japan. Everyone's leaning toward a September hike. What's the case that it doesn't happen?
The Bank of Japan has a long history of telegraphing moves and then blinking. Global markets are jittery, and if they hike and stocks sell off hard, they'll take the blame. They may decide the risk isn't worth it.
So the bet could be wrong, and if it is,
if they hold, the yen weakens again, and everyone who repositioned gets caught leaning the wrong way. The reversal could be sharp.
Honestly, that's exactly what makes this worth watching. What should listeners be watching for tomorrow?
Any official comment from the Bank of Japan, even a hint either way, will move currency markets immediately. Watch the yen.
And on the labor front?
Whether UAW and Deere return to the table. If talks stall, we could be talking about a real strike affecting farm equipment production heading into harvest season. That's not nothing.
And keep an eye on UK energy headlines after that cyber attack.
Attribution and any government response, that story is still unfolding.
That's your Monday briefing. Thanks for listening to Narrative Daily. Narrative Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.